Welcome to Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot, your daily dose of the latest in cryptocurrency news, market insights, and blockchain trends. Let's get started. In today's market snapshot, the Federal Reserve made headlines by cutting rates by 25 basis points to a range of 4% to 4.25%. Fed Chair Jerome Powell described the move as a risk management decision amid disappointing job creation and elevated inflation, while newly appointed Governor Stephen Moran stood alone in advocating for a more aggressive half-point cut. Despite a slight dip in Bitcoin, which is trading near $117,000, and modest fluctuations in Ethereum and Solana, prediction markets remain bullish with expectations for Bitcoin to possibly breach $124,000 by late October. Meanwhile, the SEC has cleared new generic listing standards for commodity-based trust shares on major exchanges. This initiative is set to expedite the approval process for crypto exchange-traded products, though threshold requirements mean not every product will qualify immediately. Industry experts see this as a step toward broader market access for digital asset products, potentially paving the way for additional altcoin ETFs in the near term. In regulatory news, Coinbase has taken a strong stance by urging the US Department of Justice to preempt the patchwork of state crypto laws. Chief Legal Officer Paul Gruel criticized certain state measures, for instance from Oregon and New York, arguing that they impede innovation and unfairly restrict interstate commerce. This call for federal preemption echoes the growing demand for a unified regulatory framework in the digital asset space. On the stablecoin front, notable developments continue to shape the market. In South Korea, BDEX, in partnership with Woori Bank, launched KRW1, a one-backed stablecoin on the Avalanche blockchain, while Australia's ASIC has recently eased rules for stablecoin intermediaries. These moves underscore the global trend toward integrating digital assets with traditional financial systems. Institutional and market participants are also actively engaging in prediction markets. Users on platforms like Myriad are betting on everything from the color of Fed Chair Powell's tie to the sellout times of new product drops such as Rekt Drink's upcoming Mooncrush flavor. Additionally, Polymarket is experiencing a surge in speculation following SEC filings that hint at a token launch, contributing to a valuation leap toward $10 billion. In Treasury and Exchange news, Forward Industries is racing to raise $4 billion in an at-the-market offering, potentially doubling its Solana treasury, while Metaplanet, a major holder of Bitcoin, expands its US operations by establishing a subsidiary in Miami. Across the board, active management is becoming essential as institutional investors employ sophisticated strategies to generate alpha amid market volatility. The dynamic interplay of regulatory shifts, institutional maneuvers, and market-based innovation makes today's crypto landscape reminiscent of those high-stakes arcade classics where every move counts. That's a wrap for today's edition of Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot. We hope you're feeling more informed and ready to navigate the cryptoverse. Until next time, keep your digital wallets ready. This podcast is automated by artificial intelligence and is for information purposes only. Nothing stated constitutes legal, tax, investment, or financial advice.